On Humanities Yesterdays, most people who believed in God thought of God as a super being, which allowed them to create a God in their mind who is like a person. In other words, a bigger version of themselves. But if I tell you now that God is not a super being at all, but the process called life, your theological apple cart is turned upside down. Suddenly, not only is humanity the image and likeness of God, everything else is as well. This changes your relationship with all things. Now everything is one thing, and that one thing is called God. This is not a new idea. Many of your scientists and philosophers have been saying this for centuries. In fact, this is the crossroad where science, philosophy, and religion meet. Each may continue beyond this crossroad, taking once again their individual direction. But if they forget or ignore the fact that they have intersected here, they do so at their own peril. Their disciplines become useless, for they are incomplete. The new spirituality does not ignore this crossroad, but stands squarely in the middle of it. That this theology, widely adopted, would change the world, there's no doubt. It could save the world from self-destruction.
Because human beings would never do the things they're now doing to the earth, much less the things they're doing to each other, if they thought they were doing all of these things to themselves.
Exactly. Self-preservation would kick in. You would never do things to your own body that you do without a second thought to the body of another. You'd never treat your own feelings the way you treat without giving it a second thought the feelings of another. You could never do to your own family or your own country what you do to the families and the countries of another. The only way you can justify treating other countries, other cultures, other people the way you do is to imagine, no, to insist that they are separate from you. To make this separation more vivid and to give yourselves justification for acting the way you do, you also insist that these others are separate from God. Only you are united with God. Only you are God's people. Only you are following God's plan for salvation. This is how your human theologies have created your cultural story around yesterday's God, and it is why yesterday's God has become one of humanity's greatest downfalls.
Oh my God, don't say that. It's Satan who's the downfall of man. Don't say that God is man's downfall. That's apostasy.
By yesterday's God, I mean yesterday's ideas about God, yesterday's conceptualizations about God.
But this really isn't just a modest shift in our conceptualizations about God. This is a major change and would in turn create a massive alteration of our cultural story. It would dramatically alter what we tell each other about life. I'm not sure humanity is ready for a change on that order of magnitude. Human beings have a complicated relationship with change. They don't like it very much.
And that's why human beings have always had a complicated relationship with God.